You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Akil Badu is killing it in his rookie season. Ronald Acuna Jr. is the hottest hitter on the planet, and the Phillies somehow win the game without touching home plate. I'm Avery Redd.
I'm Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers.
What's up, guys? Excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather, so could have the vid. Still got to pump that content out, though. You know we're on the grind. Got a lot of stuff to talk about in this weekly recap. Fun week of baseball, except if you're a Nats fan, then it sucked. What do you want to start off with, Shane? Power rankings?
We can go with the power rankings.
Sweet. All right. Go ahead and give yours.
I think Boehm did touch the plate, though.
No, my dude, you're the one that told me he didn't touch the plate.
Well, I looked back at it, and there's like a little part of his cleat that actually dragged across the corner of the plate.
Dude, there's no way he didn't touch it.
Regardless if he did or he didn't, we won. And
yeah, well, that's maybe true.
Maybe it was cheap, but that was one of the best games I've seen all season so far in the last 2 weeks.
I'm not taking the win away from you. I just think it's something that should be talked about. And
oh yeah,
I don't know how you have the replay for exact situations like that and still mess up the call.
It's because they didn't have enough evidence to overturn it. That's what they kept saying. Which is a shame, because how do you not have every possible camera view, every
exactly,
angle?
Exactly. That's why I don't like replay, because they wind up messing it up or coming up with some crap, just like what I'll get into in a little bit with Conforto leading into the pitch. But it's stupid. But let's break into the power rankings.
All right. I've got the Dodgers at number one, followed by the Astros, Padres, Yankees, Blue Jays, Reds. Had to bump up the Phils a little bit, even though they lost the series. Braves, Cardinals, Angels. That is my top 10.
I like it. Mine. I got Dodgers at one, got the Pods at two, Strohs at three, the Yankees at four. Even though they came off to a struggling start, got the Braves at five, Angels at six. I really like what I've seen from them. Twins at seven, Blue Jays at eight, Phils at nine, and Mets at 10, only because even though I really don't believe in the Mets, but for now, it's only they've only played five games, so I'm going to keep them in my top 10. But they're going to be falling out of there pretty soon if they keep it up.
Yeah, they're starting off really slow.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see them doing good. I really don't. Even though they got it all on paper, but don't matter. Got to translate it to the field. One team that I would have liked to throw in my top 10 that I have as my team of the week for this week, the Bo Sox. After getting swept by the Orioles in the first series, they come out and sweep Tampa Bay and Baltimore to go 6-0 this week. And those bats are just hot. JD's killing it. Devers is killing it. JD hit three homers on Sunday. And Devers hit two. Bogarts is hitting the ball well. I mean, they just look like obviously they're not, but right now they look like a World Series contender after those six games.
I'd have to agree, man. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from them. I mean, the Orioles, I don't know if you want to – how you want to look at that. I mean, because they're started off pretty hot. But sweeping any team is –
yeah, exactly.
Is a statement, let alone sweeping back-to-back teams.
Yeah, well,
the Rays, who are just in the World Series.
Exactly. That's my thinking. Sweeping any team, no matter the strength of them, is an accomplishment. And yeah, you can say the Orioles, but the Orioles just swept the Red Sox on opening weekend. So what are you gonna say?
Right.
And especially when it's an in-division rival, no matter who it is, sweep is a sweep. And I believe it was in Baltimore, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they were in Boston last week.
Yeah, so I like what I see from him. And E. Martinez looks like he's back to the JD of old if he keeps this up. Just dingers.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for him. He kind of heated up in Arizona and just kind of leveled off since.
Yeah, but hopefully he's back. Who did you have as your team of the week?
Well, even though we just pulled out W to avoid the sweep, I have to go with the Braves, man. They really, really turned it around. Acuna, yeah, all week in six games, 14 for 24 with a 583 batting average and four homers. That's all just in this week.
Yeah, he crushed us. He crushed both of our teams.
Yeah, big time, man. Big time.
He's a stud. He is a stud.
I could see him getting MVP. I mean, it's weird, though, because a lot of the commentators, they love to still say how Freddie Freeman is still the man. I mean, he still deserves his props and his credit for getting MVP last year, but Acuna, I think, is going to leave him in the dust before you know it.
Yeah, there's no – even though, like you just said, Freeman MVP last year, but there's no doubt about it. Ronald Acuna Jr. is the best player on that team.
Without a doubt.
But, yeah, I can see why you have them as a team of the week since they started off 0-4 and battling back to go 4-1 this week against the Phils and the Nats. That's huge for them.
Yes, it is.
And they arguably could have won today's game and went 5-0.
Yeah, it was a battle, man. It was a teeter-totter kind of thing where we had the lead, they had the lead, and it just kept going back and forth. It was, like I said earlier, it was probably the most fun game to watch so far.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it because it was on ESPN, and I didn't feel like going on my TV because usually I just watch it on my phone or computer on that bat, but it was blacked out, so I didn't get to see it. But
well, you missed a great one, man. I got to say, this was some real good baseball all around.
Yeah, well, not a fun week being a Nats fan. After a super fun opening day, coming back and beating the Braves, Juan Soto with the walk-off single, 115 miles per hour off the bat on that single, and after that, five straight losses now. It's tough not having our guys, Bell and Schwarber and some other lower caliber players, but it's definitely hurting our lineup, and facing Bueller, Urias, and Kershaw didn't help, but wasn't fun to watch. Hopefully we can pick it back up once we get the big sluggers back. I think we get them back tomorrow or Monday, whenever you're listening to this. Monday, I think. But hopefully we get them back against St. Louis.
Yeah, it's going to be another tough series for you, though.
Yeah, especially with Eric Fetty Wap on the mound.
What a disgrace.
Just look him up on freaking any of you guys. Look him up on Baseball Savant and just look at his batted ball data and stuff like that. It's honestly laughable. He's got to be the worst starting pitcher in this league. He has the worst strikeout percentage out of any pitcher in this league. I know that.
The funny part is you guys, the last thing you're short on is arms, and he's throwing again.
Well, we're missing John Lester right now.
All right. Well, you got Joe Ross.
Yeah, he's throwing on the third game. It's this series. It's Fetty, Strasburg, and Joe Ross. But we need Lester back, too. He's another big one. But since he got shut down in the beginning of spring training with that thyroid thing, and then now with COVID, he's going to have to – they're optioning him back to Fredericksburg for our alternate training site so he can throw some more innings and in simulated games and stuff like that, because he's not going to be quite ready to just hop right back into things. So still a little long time coming for the Nats, and it's going to be tough to watch for these next few days, hopefully weeks, not weeks, but it's been tough.
When's the last time Corbin threw?
He just threw against the Dodgers, and he got, I don't want to say rocked. He just really let it go for one inning, and he couldn't find the strike zone. But besides that one inning he had trouble with, he was pretty lights out. But, yeah, he got rocked for 5 runs in the second inning. But I don't know how many bullpens he got to throw. I did hear he threw before the Dodgers game, or like the day before, but it was all flat ground. So, hopefully it's just the lack of having baseball activity and these guys can get ramped back up soon.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. I mean, the Phils need some competition.
Oh my God. You'll get it. All right.
We got it this week. I'll give you that. The Braves were dominant and really bounced back, but you knew it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, you knew those bats were going to pick it up, and it's such a good lineup. I'm still not crazy about the pitching staff, but I'm not going to lie, Drew Smyly looked really nasty against us when he faced us, and Freed, we actually hit him pretty well, surprisingly, but I don't know. Hopefully the Nats can pick it up once we get our boys back and swinging the bats. But one guy I did want to really talk about is Akil Baddoo. This guy, one, how can you not like him? Akil Baddoo. I mean, that's just a cool name. And first game in the big leagues, or first pitch in the big leagues, goes deep. Second game in the big leagues, it's a grand slam. Third game in the big league, hits a walk-off. And then fourth game in the big leagues, he decided to show off his cannon and chuck somebody out at second base from the outfield. So this kid looks fun. Awesome name. I just watched like a little video about him and his backstory and stuff, and seems really cool. And I hope he does well, keeps doing well with Detroit.
Yeah, he was drafted by Minnesota in 16. And yep. They trade him over to Detroit?
Yeah, he had some injury problems. And then Detroit picked him up in the Rule 5 draft. And then he made the opening day roster this year. And now he's killing it.
Good stuff. Here's a guy I want to talk about. Ryan McMahon, my breakout candidate.
Oh, yeah.
About a month ago. Had him breaking out, and sure enough, he's off to a hot start.
Yeah, I think he's got five dingers already.
Five dingers, 9 ribbies, which yeah, we don't really like those around here, but 324 average, 6 Ks. He has a stolen base, and yeah, man, I mean, 324 and leading the league in homers. I mean, it's still early, but you love to see it when your predictions are going off good to begin with.
Yes, you do, of course. But, yeah, he's looking good. Didn't he have a 3-homer game the other day?
Oh, you're damn right he did.
That's a solid pick right there, my man.
Appreciate that.
Well, another popular, very popular subject I definitely wanted to talk about is Mr. Michael Conforto's elbow guard.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I understand, because technically the call is you can't review if he made an attempt to get out of the way. You can only review if he got hit or not. But really, like, what is the point of having replay if this is what's going to happen? I mean, if this is just going to happen, then you might as well get rid of replay, because there's no point of having it. Like, If you're telling me you can't figure out he put his elbow in front of that pitch, like, come on, it's so obvious.
Yeah, there's some questionable things that happen on a daily basis, and you know, what is it going to take for them to put their foot down and you know, make it so that replay is available to every single possible play, or you just don't have it at all.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand. Why is there even restrictions on it? Why can't you replay certain things? Like, it's just stupid. Like, you have the replay for a reason. You can why you should be able to replay whatever you want, in my opinion.
100% agree, man.
And especially when it's like that to end a game. Like, yeah, if it's to bottom of the fifth, nobody on, he wants to get a base runner, does that, whatever, let him go. But to win a game with the bases juiced in the bottom of the ninth, like, come on. And the umpire even came out after the game and said he messed up the call. Like, okay, you messed up the call. Great.
Did he really?
Yeah, Ron Culpa. But, dude, jeez, you can't. That's just ridiculous. I can't even imagine if that happened to my team. I'd be furious. If that would have happened to the Nats, I would have been pissed. And whatever. And another Mets. Gonna Met screwing over Jacob DeGrom once again. 8 innings of one hit ball, 14 Ks, and 3-0 loss for him. I mean, that's rough.
Was that the game that Jazz took him deep 0-2?
Yep. Yeah, that's, yeah. Only 0-2 homer off DeGrom.
Yeah, I was unaware of that stat until you told me about that. But it's incredible, man.
I forget where I saw it. I think I saw it on Instagram or something. But, yeah, it was something like – I don't even – all I know is it was the only 0-2 homer ever hit off Jacob DeGrom.
Little upper deck shot from Jazz.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was very fun. But, yeah, the Mets gonna Met. And you hate to see DeGrom. I really feel bad for the dude. I mean –
I did too, because they put the talent around him this year and they got to use him as much as they can. And maybe they don't trust the rest of the rotation and they're scared to lose him due to injury. That's the only thing I can think of. They're not letting him pass, what, 85 pitches? 80?
Who, DeGrom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but I don't know what they're doing, but whatever they're doing, they got to fix it, because throwing eight innings of one hit or one run ball and striking out 14 and not getting a win is absurd.
It is. It is.
And yeah, I don't know. They got to do something. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in this Mets team. I mean, yeah, you can get all the guys you want. I know it's only 5 games. I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but I really just don't see this team doing much, honestly.
Let's hope not.
I mean, maybe sneaking into a wild card, but I really think winning this division is out of the question. And I've always said that. I've had the Braves winning it since day one, but I don't know how people are predicting the Mets to win this division. I just don't see it at all, especially not having Carrasco until, I think, the beginning of the May, and Syndergaard until the beginning of June. I mean, I really just don't see them doing anything with this rotation for that long, and I think they're going to dig themselves in a hole that they can't get out of.
Hey, to this point, I'll be damned if they even get a wild card spot with the way the Phillies are playing, man. If they can keep this up, you can bet your ass you'll see the Phillies in the wild card.
Yeah, I like what the Phillies are doing. They're playing some good ball, and if Nolan, Wheeler, and Eflin keep pitching, like, well, they didn't have quite as great as starts their second time around as the first, but still, I mean, 3 guys I'm very high on. I had Nola as my Cy Young. I had Wheeler as a dark horse, and I had Eflin as a breakout candidate. I like all 3 of those guys a lot. And hey, if the offense keeps it up, they're doing pretty well. They started off a little rocky, but they're picking it up.
Harper's picking it up.
Yeah, that's the key for me. If Harper can have an MVP caliber season, or not even MVP caliber, just he like a 140, 150 WRC plus, and he comes in, hits like 35, 40 bombs, that's going to be the key for this squad.
Yeah, it looks like it's finally starting to happen.
And then boom, getting the lucky call today or yesterday. You love the You love to freaking see it as a Phils fan, but anybody else, that's some crap. Even you got
he
it.
He is hitting the ball like I don't see much people hitting the ball like he does. He goes down and gets pitches that are nowhere close to the zone. I mean, he got on one knee and served out a line drive to right field yesterday.
Yeah, he gives me some Vladdy Jr. Or not Vladdy Jr., some Vladdy Sr. vibes when he does stuff like that. Because he used to – you ever seen that video of Vlad Sr.? The ball bounced and he hit it?
Yeah.
That guy can hit anything.
Yeah, that was when he was on the Orioles, right?
Yeah, I think so, but I've never heard of that, a ball bouncing and still getting wood on it. And didn't he hit it for a base hit or something?
It was a base hit.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, I like what the Phillies are doing through the first 9 games, I believe it is. Are they 6-3 now after the win?
They are 6-3.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to overreact about anybody in the first – even the first 2 months of the season. My motto is you got to wait till June 1st to start separating the pretenders and the contenders.
But, they're going to New York again. Well, not they haven't gone there yet, but they're playing against New York again tomorrow.
Okay.
You got Chase Anderson and David Peterson.
You guys don't have to face DeGrom, right?
Well, they haven't picked their pitcher on Wednesday. I'd imagine it won't be DeGrom, though, because I would only give him, 4 days rest, 3 days rest?
They might pitch him on short rest, depending if it's – well, if it's 4 days, they might throw him. 3 days, probably not. But 4 days rest, they might throw him against the division rival.
Yeah, well, they have the Rockies right after us, so it probably would make more sense to pitch him on Wednesday against us.
Yeah, probably. Well, maybe we can see a little Nolan DeGrom. That'd be fun.
Oh, here we go. DeGrom's got Thursday.
Against Colorado?
No, against us.
Oh, okay.
I was looking I don't know what the hell. I think my phone just glitched. But no, we actually have them in a 4-game series, and he is throwing Thursday against Eflin.
Okay. Fun fact about the pitching matchup of Scherzer and Kershaw on Sunday. I thought they said it was the only time two pitchers have faced off with 2,500, both having 2,500 strikeouts or more. Or it was the first time in a while or something like that. But that was pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool, man. I didn't know Scherzer was up to 2,500.
Oh, yeah. I believe he's almost at 2,800.
Oh, wow.
He's got like 27 something. Yeah, he's up there. Two Hall of Famers for sure. And how about Byron Buxton as well? He's finally living up to the hype that he was given. He was the number one prospect, I feel like, forever and never panned out, but he's finally.
He's got 5 homers too, right?
Yeah, he's raking. He's raking.
Good for him.
Yeah, if he can continue and put up numbers like that over 162 games, this Twins team is going to be scary. And especially with the White Sox losing Eloy and Timmy A.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, I forgot the White Sox lost Tim Anderson, actually, but that's 2 big losses for them. And let's check out what are some of the best pitching matchups for Monday. We got Casey Mize and Zach Greinke. I like that. Bumgarner back on the bump. Fetty Wap. Hate to see that.
Garrett Cole's throwing tomorrow.
Cole, Darvish. Glasnow, he's starting off very nice. Dane Dunning, my rookie of the year pick.
Yes.
He had a very nice first start. Alcantara, He's killing it so far.
I'd like to see Chase Anderson bounce back tomorrow.
Yeah, he had a rough start first time around. Not rough, but wasn't the greatest.
Could have been better. Could have been better.
Tuesday, look out for Strasburg versus Flaherty. That's going to be a good one. And
Talia Brieu.
What else? Woodruff and Hendricks. That's not bad. Bieber and Giolito. That's going to be a hell of a game.
Should be.
Well,
Castillo, Gausman should be nice too.
Oh, yeah. Gausman, one of my favorites. But thanks for hanging in with us, guys. Kind of, like I said, feeling a little under the weather. So sorry if I'm not as enthusiastic as usual, but just wanted to pump the weekly recap out, give our power rankings team of the week, talk about some of the stuff that went on. That was a fun week of baseball.
I think it was better than the first.
For sure.
Let's hope this keeps elevating in excitement.
Heck yeah, I can't wait for this. I mean, in the beginning of the year, obviously, you wish you can fast forward a little bit so you can start getting into the games that a little more meaningful. Not that every game's not, but you know what I mean. But it is exciting. We're at April baseball and seeing all those juiced up stats, and it's fun.
Always is.
But, yeah, so Nats playing the Cardinals and the Phils playing the Mets. We will be watching those series heavily. My team of the week was Boston at 6-0.
And mine was the Braves, who had a killer week.
Yeah, especially Mr. Acuna. 9-for-13 in the series against the Phillies. That's insane.
It really is, man. Thank God we were able to pull it out, though, because they started off 0-4. And, man, have they been on a tear since.
Yes, they have. Freeman. And Ozzie Albies finally getting that dinger today, though. Before that, he was 4-for-31.
Jeez.
But we knew they were going to heat up eventually, and it was only a matter of time. So, Nats, hopefully they can pick it up against St. Louis and take 2 out of 3. I'm really hoping. I don't know how many losses I can endure, but 5-game losing streak is tough, but.
Well, you better be prepared to see some more.
Well, bright spot, Mr. Juan Soto. 2 dingers. Love to see that.
You do.
Both off of lefties. He hit one off of Urias, and I don't remember. I think Scott Alexander or something, but they were both absolute fucking rockets.
Those are two decent pitchers, too. So,
well, he's the best two-strike hitter I've ever seen, honestly. The way he approaches the plate with two strikes is crazy. He chokes up a bit, but he's not looking to slap a ball or just get on base. When there's two strikes, he's still looking for that long ball. And they both tried to get fastballs up and in on him, and he is not a guy that you try to throw up and in fastballs on and think you're going to get away with it. But let's wrap this up. Got to get my COVID test. I'll let you guys
good
know
luck
how
with that
turns out. Yeah, sucks. But I don't think I have it. I just think it's a cold or something, but got to be safe. Just check it.
Yeah, let's hope for the best.
Well, on the bright side, not that there's really a bright side of having COVID, but it will give me 2 weeks to grind MLB The Show.
Yeah. Friday. Next Friday.
Let us know on at ptn.podcast if any of you guys are going to be picking up the show. If you are, maybe
we can get a custom league.
Exactly. Maybe we can get a custom league going. Once we're a few weeks into the game, maybe we'll check that out and see if any of you guys are interested. And if you are, let us know. And we'll set that up a few weeks into the game after the serious grind is over. Not that the grind's ever over, but the first week grind is a different kind of grind.
Always is, man. A lot of fun.
Yep, but let's wrap it up. And we got some great games on deck for the next week. We'll keep you updated on any big news that happens around the league, just like we did this week. And then we'll hit you with the weekly recap on Monday morning. So we will see you guys. And anything, Shane?
Other than that, have a great week, everyone. Appreciate you coming by. We love your feedback, as always. And we'll see you in the next one.
Later, boys.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.